to SFL, Set for Life, and Godfidence with Greg Kapp. I'm going to call this podcast title Walking Down an Old Country Road with Papa Kapp, because that's what I'm doing right now, and it's awesome. All I see are the trees and the birds. I don't see any cars, but I'm sure someone crossed by. You know, we all want to change, don't we? You're probably going to take this and go for a walk every day. And you're going to make believe you're walking with me. And I'm going to be talking to you. And I'm going to say, you know, everybody wants to change, right? We all want to make $1 million a month like some people. We want to make $500,000 a year like some people. We want to bring in a superstar. But everybody wants to change. Why are so many people not changing? Do you think you change when you read a self-help book? Here's the bad news, you don't. Because many of you have read many self-help books, but you're not really changing and you're not really growing. Did you read the book Think and Grow Rich? But did you do everything it said on page 36 and do it every day for 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 years? Most of you are going to say no. Then you really didn't change. You read the book, but you didn't change. Did you read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? You probably read the book, but is your people skills excelled? Has your people skills gotten a lot better? You see, I took that book and I became the book. It's always funny when Sean Villalobos introduces me, he says, you know what? First of all, I've never heard a bad word spoken about this man, but he is the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, why would he say that about me? I wasn't that way as a postal worker. I sure wasn't that way when I hid all through high school, because I found out that I got to change from the inside out. You cannot change from the outside in. That's what education's failure is. I'm not knocking education, but education tries to change people from the outside in, and it does not work. How many people do we know with master's degrees that are just struggling out there? They're struggling with their own self-image. Because you cannot change from the outside in. You can't read a self-help book and then change your life. You've got to take the principles inside the self-help book and make them your own. You know, I've heard Jamie and Jeff Levitan and Marla and Eric Olson say, you know what, Greg, what you know about human nature and what you know about people skills makes the book How to Win Friends and Influence People seem like a kindergartner wrote it. Because why? Because I was taught that 90% of my success would be my understanding of human nature, and 10% of my success would be product knowledge. Not that product knowledge isn't important, just that the first appointment is 100% about human nature. And I watched so many people become such experts at product knowledge, but they never gave enough time to the first appointment, which is understanding human nature. So you can read all the self-help books you want. You watch YouTube videos. They're awesome, aren't they? Come on. We watch Ed Milet. We get fired up, right? We listen to Tony Robbins, right? I can name one after another, right? Even if you listen to my podcast. You're not going to change by listening to my podcast today. You're going to change if you change something from the inside out. And you make it a habit, because as you know, your subconscious mind is ruling you. See, a self-help book can only change the conscious side of you, which is only 5% of you. The other 95% of you is all habit. If you procrastinate, you can read 1,000 self-help books. That's not going to stop procrastination. But if you do what I did and say, do it now, and then learn to move when you say do it now. That's how I got on a phone. I didn't feel like making phone calls. I just said do it now. And then all of a sudden my moniker became, when I say do it now, I just do it now. I mean, you can go to a convention. How many times have you been to a convention? And you said, wow. Wow, Eric Olson made $250,000 his first year full time. It's now my 15th year. I should be able to do well better. But you went there, you got excited, but you didn't do what he said. I remember when one of my leaders asked another one of my leaders, because they said, would you come and speak to my team for me? And this one guy was very competitive. And he said to one of our other uplines, he said, do you think I should tell him everything I know? And the guy said, go ahead. Nobody hardly ever listens to what they're told. Isn't that a sad commentary? Because why? We're not going to change from a self-help book. We're not going to change from listening to a YouTuber video or audio or podcast. We're not going to change by going to a convention. We're going to change by taking what they say and personalizing it and then changing ourselves from the inside out. Now, everybody always wants to know, because they know most of the people that are successful in our company used to be successful before they got here. But I am the one example of somebody who was not good at anything when I got here. And it's a true story. And so how did I change? When I learned what I'm telling you right now, I learned from the inside out. So I took page 36 in Think and Grow Rich. But I didn't try it. I didn't do it for 30 days. I said, I've got 100 base shop recruits. And that's what I said every day. But then you know what I did? We used to give out a black shirt when you got 100 base shop recruits. So I had a black shirt hanging on my ceiling. And I look at it every day. And then I cut a swath of it and I put it in my pocket. And then I had an index card in my bathroom that said, I have 100 base shop recruits. Because an affirmation has to be first person already accomplished. Then guess what I did? I said what I was willing to give up. And at the time, I remember saying, I'm going to make 30 phone calls every day. Not every other day. And if I ran out of names to call, then I was going to call people from a phone book. Now the traffic's heavy now. Now they all want to know my secrets here. I'm just kidding. I'm walking by an old silo. This is so cool. I right now imagine all the Indians that were probably here and all the farmers that were here. But I digress. So number two, I said I'm going to make 30 phone calls a day. And then I have my goals. I'm going to get 3 personals a month, and I'm going to write up 10 sales a month myself. And then what did I do? I had a deadline with the exit strategy. You know, my base shop got up to 220 base shop recruits at one point. Because I did what? I followed what it said in Think and Grow Rich, page 36. I didn't just read it and get excited. I didn't try it for 30 days. I do it every day today at age 68. You see, ultimately, you're going to find out that your subconscious is so programmed that you're not going to change. 98% of people walking on the earth right now have a bunch of beliefs and they're not going to change. But I'm talking to the 2% of you that say, I'm a little sick and tired. I'm being sick and tired. And I'm going to take this walk with Papa Cap, and I'm going to walk and get exercise. And I'm going to kind of start getting so good at this that I'm going to speak out of my mouth everything from how to win friends and influence people and make it my own. So that when I would say, I make friends quickly and they trust me immediately, that's what they say to me now. I wasn't like that, but I became that. So that's the power of affirmation. Now, who's the first person in history that came up with affirmations? For those of you that know your Bible, and it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, and it doesn't matter if you're Jewish, and it doesn't matter if you're Christian. He's all of our father. His name is Father Abraham. And the scripture says that Abraham called things that are not as though they are. Now, you don't have to believe this story, because I know I got some people who don't believe anything about the scripture. I'm going to tell it to those of you that do believe. Abraham, if you really study your word, had a baby at 100 years old. You don't got to believe that story, but I believe. Because I believe whatever is in that book is true. And I also know that Abraham would say, come, Isaac, come. Come, Isaac, come. When he was 97, when he was 98, he said, come, Isaac, come. He said, come, Isaac, come. And the scripture says that Father Abraham called things that are not as though they are. Powerful words right there. He called things that are not as though they are. See, if you speak out problems, you attract problems because your subconscious does not generate, it does not decide whether what you told it was good or bad. So if you say, I can't retain people. Do you know how many times I've gone to the same office and the same person raises their hand and says, Papa Cap, Mr. Cap, how do I retain people more? And I want to say to them, you know what? That's your problem because that's your affirmation. You're calling things that are not as though they are. Then I go to offices and they say to me, they raise their hand and they say, you know what? These are the same people asking me these questions. They say, you know what? I'm real good at prospecting and getting a name and a number, but I just can't get them down to the office. What am I doing? I don't want to really tell them because it can't be taught. It has to be caught. I want to say that's your affirmation. Some people say, Greg, you remember names so well. But you know what? I'm good at faces, but I'm terrible at names. I don't want to tell them. They're not going to understand me. They're going to feel hurt. But guess what? They're calling things that are not as though they are. They're saying things like, I can't present like Jeff Levitan. I can't be funny like John Shin. I can't be focused like Eric Wilson. I can't follow the system like Jamie Villalobos. And every word out of their mouth is an affirmation. And I'm going to go a little deeper for my confidence people. Did you know that every word you say is a prayer? Sweet Marla Isidro's mother taught me that from the Philippines. See, I never met Marla's mother, but Marla said, Papa Greg, my mother told me, daughter, every word out of your mouth is a prayer. And there's positive prayer and there's negative prayer. And you know what? The Lord himself said, by your words, you'll be blessed, and by your words, you will be cursed. You know, I feel like the trees are listening to me because there's nobody around here. And you're just walking down this old country road with Papa Cap. And I know it's going to be the year 2080. See, I really believe when I give these podcasts, I'm not even talking to a lot of people right now. Some of you are catching it, but most of you aren't. So what's the only way you can change yourself from the inside out? How many times I got to tell you? You're going to have to say affirmations because we all got an outer ear that hears everything that's said. And we all got inner ears that are attached to our heart. And your heart is called many things. I say it all the time. It can be your sacred gift. It can be your GPS system. It can be your subconscious and it can be your human spirit. I don't care what you call it. All I know is mine has ears and I tell it every day. Powerful, powerful affirmations. And that's why I am where I am today, cash flowing, big time seven-figure income, no office for 18 years, no employees, no inventory, and everybody thinks and believes I got a dream life. But how'd I do it? Affirmations. Affirmations. What if Father Abraham said, why am I repeating these things to you? Because you're going to hear it, and I don't know if you're going to do it. What did Father Abraham do? He called things that are not as though they are. What did Greg Cap do? He spoke things that are not. He said, I got 100 Bay Shep recruits when he had 4. Why is Eric Olson one day going to have 250,000 agents? Because he's been saying it since the day I met him when he was 22 years old. Why will Jeff Levitan be a billionaire? Because every time I'm with him, he says, Greg, I will be a billionaire. You see, you can have what you say. That's what the scripture says. And I'm sure Jewish people can tell me things in their Torah, and Muslims can tell me in theirs, and Hindus can tell me in theirs. These are not secrets. But guess what? If we speak out a problem, we just attract more problems. That's why you're never going to attract a high-income person if you talk about problems. Because they already know your weakness, and they know they're going to disconnect from you because negative people are very contagious. And people that speak about their problems don't know the secret to success. Because your words are seeds. Every word you've ever spoken out of your mouth is a seed. Now, aren't you kind of upset about some of the words you said? I sure was. But you know what? Every day, I start new. I say bad words every day. I got some bad seeds. I got some good seeds. But you know what? I say every day, I live the 120. Then I say my youth is renewed like that of an eagle. Then I say all things are possible through the anointing that strengthens me. And then I say, happiness comes from things, but joy comes from service. And that's why I do the podcast every day, because this podcast gives me joy, because I'm probably helping a lot of people that aren't even in my company, and I could care less. Because when you give, you will get back. But you know what? I'm a tither. What does that mean? I give the first dime of every dollar to charitable causes. Why? Because the scripture tells me that. Abraham was a tither. The Lord was a tither. I'm a tither. The first dime of every dollar. Why? Does God need my money? No, he needs my heart. How could I trust God with my business? I pray over my business every day. How could I trust God with my children? They're out every day. I just say, Lord, I know you're watching my family all day today. How can I trust God with my family? How can I trust him with my business? How can I trust him with my own health? How can I trust him in my marriage, but I don't trust him with my money? See, he doesn't need my money. He needs my heart. But because I'm a tither, the scripture says I'm in business with him. And I tell him, Heavenly Father, I'm a tither. You know I'm a tither. I'm not a liar. And so I'm thanking you for bringing leaders to me. And it seems like lately in my base shop, I'm on the phone with a leader just about every day. Because why? I say, come, leaders, come. Come, leaders, come. I don't care if people laugh at me. Because you all the words that you say have been seen. And don't think that you can plant an apple seed and expect a banana to grow. And don't think that you can plant a cherry tree, see, and expect peaches to come off of it. Well, don't think that you can plant problems all day and expect a lot of money to come your way. So, when it comes to affirmations, saying them is only 10%. So do you see part of your problem already? You're just saying them. Now, if you say them out of your mouth every day, out loud, first person already done, and then you visualize them. See, I always saw the people when I said 100 people. I visualize them. When I pray for people, I see actually cells moving around when I pray for people. Whatever I say, I always see. Because why? Think and grow rich. And the Bible says when you say it, you got to believe it as you say it. So if you say it out of your mouth with enthusiasm and you see it with your visualization, and you feel it with your emotions, now you're at 55%. Do you see why a lot of people are stuck at 10% and they say it doesn't work? No, it's not that it doesn't work. It's not that you're giving it your all. So not only does it say that you're supposed to say it out of your mouth twice a day, you're supposed to visualize it done. You're supposed to act like it's done. You're supposed to feel the joy that you're going to feel when it's done. And then it says that if you say that prayer every day or you say that affirmation every day until you get to the point where you literally take possession of it way before that rings on your finger, then you have 100% opportunity to have whatever it is that you want in life. And that, my friends, is taking a walk with Papa Cap over some real fundamental things that have brought me everything in my life. My marriage, my family, my business, my income, my peace of mind, my joy, my great health, my unbelievable energy, my faith, my belief in myself. All of it has come from what? Not that I went better than others. Not that I went to school, but they got the biggest degrees. No, that I speak these things out of my mouth. And wouldn't it be a shame if at the end of your life, you hear this voice that says to you, you could have had anything you wanted if you would have believed it, and if you would have spoke it, and if you would have acted as if you already had it, and you would have got on that phone and called everybody, and you would have prospected everybody, and you would have sat down at every kitchen table, and you would have fast-started everybody, and you would have tap-rooted everybody, then you could have had whatever you wanted. And you know what? That's what we're going to find when we get into eternity, that all of us could have whatever we want. And that's all I want for you. I love each and every one of you. If you can't tell, I put all my energy in here. My phone has vibrated at least 100 times with different messages coming in. I'm not looking at them. I am giving 100% of everything I got to this podcast right now, and I keep doing it. Why? Because I love you. Why? Because I want somebody to be able to follow my steps and not just make millions of dollars, make billions of dollars. And I'm hoping, that there's some young person who loves the Lord so much that he or she is going to make trillions of dollars. Yes, I said trillions of dollars. And then that person is going to transfer that wealth to everybody around the world. And I'm going to be up in heaven. And they're going to say, you know, I never met this guy. There was a lot of wind blowing on his podcast, but I walked with him every day. So God bless you. May God empower you to have all your dreams come true and to have every one of your prayers answered. That's all I want for each and every one of you.
Now, why do you think that my daughter and I are going to use Elite Training Library? Why would I not leverage over 200 videos on there? That's what I'm going to do. You don't have to do it. But if I was you, I'd give them coupons out to everybody on my team.
Sign up at EliteTrainingLibrary.com with coupon code KAPP to get 14 days for free.